mercy and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's message, as I said before, is Taylor's confirmation verse, Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. Dear friends in Christ, at my parents' house, right outside of the big window that's facing the bay, stands a large oak tree. In fact, it's the same oak tree that part of it fell on the roof of my parents' house last year during Hurricane Michael. Oh, last October. Now, I know it seems odd that I should be talking about hurricanes and those kind of things on Confirmation Sunday, but bear with me for a minute. That oak still stands. At least I think it does. They were going to cut it down. But anyway, it was still standing even after the hurricane. Even though it was actually sheared off at about 15 feet off the ground, above the ground. The oak is an old one. It's been there since before we moved there. It was about that big around. Huge oak. When I was visiting last month after my mom's surgery, my mother, we were sitting in the little breezeway area. It's got where that tree is right outside the window. And she looks at it and she points out and she goes, yeah, we're going to have to cut that thing down. It's just too close to the house. But look at it. Just look at it. It's already starting to grow new branches. This old oak. There's new growth already on that tree. It's amazing. Just amazing to me. Why is there, it literally is just like broken off about 15 feet off the ground. It was 80 feet tall at one time. Why is it still, is new growth coming out of it? Well, there's a good reason. It's because it's deeply rooted. Deeply, deeply rooted. Grown in good soil. Built up over the years into something that's so strong that even sustained winds of 160 miles per hour couldn't uproot it. And now we get back to our reading for today. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith. Rooted and built up in Him. Taylor, you also have been rooted and built up in our Lord, in the soil of the Christian faith. Rooted in your baptism, in water, not in soil, but in water, in the waters of holy baptism. When our Father brought you into His family as one of His very own. He's done the same for all of us. He's brought us into His family, brought us into His faith. That's where we are rooted. That's the foundations of our faith, is in our baptism. And you've also been built up at least over the last 2 years with God's Word and the teachings of the Christian faith that you learned in the Catechism. Learning all the meanings of the commandments, learning that in order to break any of the other commandments, you have to break the first one. You shall have no other gods before Me. And that's tied together in the explanation. We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. You've learned the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, the sacraments of holy baptism, and the Lord's Supper. Confession and absolution. You've learned these things. And those teachings, these are the teachings that you've learned from the faith, from Scripture, hopefully, from your dad, hopefully, as well. So you've been rooted, built up. established in the faith. You see, through God's word, we are all established in faith. We are all established in God's word. Faith, I remember in seminary and in general, one of the things that we always talked about is that faith always takes an object. And here's what I mean by that. Faith doesn't stand alone. We don't just have faith. We have faith in somebody, faith in something. And that's the faith that we profess. We don't have, I have faith. Well, faith in what? For us in the Christian church, we have faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have faith in the salvation that Jesus won for us by dying on the cross for our sins, paying that price for our sins, and rising again to new life, even giving us the promise of that new life in Him, that resurrection and the promise of the resurrection, that all those who have died in the faith before us, that we will indeed see them on that last day. Faith that the sacrifice that Jesus made for us and for our sins is good, and His promises are with us always. The last part of this verse is walk in Christ, obviously, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See, that's part of the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say, abounding in thanksgiving. Now, basically, what do we do? What do we do as Christians, having been rooted in the faith, having been established in the rooted in Christ, established in the faith, taught? How do we live lives of thanksgiving? Well, we walk in Christ with that thanksgiving. We live a righteous life before people. We always talk about two kinds of righteousness in the Lutheran church, especially. We talk about the righteousness before God, where the only reason we stand righteous before God is because He's already given us Christ's righteousness. He's covered us over, because in and of ourselves we are not righteous before God. We are not pure and holy before God. It's only because of Christ's holiness given to us. Imputed is the theological word. Imputed upon us. It's laid on us like a cloak. That's the righteousness that God has given to us. That's the righteousness we have before God. And the righteousness before men is basically living in Christ. Living as Christians. The Christian life, if you will. Treating others the way we want to be treated. Not to earn our salvation, but in gratitude. With thanksgiving to Christ for all that He's done for us, because He gave His life for us. So living in gratitude. That's one of those things that's always an amazing thing to me, is that Christians, for the most part, live a life of gratitude. Living as people that are thankful to our Lord for all that He's done for us. And what we do is merely a reflection of what Christ has done for you and for me. This is how we walk in Christ, by the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit's guidance, with the guidance of the Word of God. And so my prayer today, especially for you, Taylor, is that like that old oak tree, that the storms of life don't knock you down. They might bend, they might even break a little part of you. But one of the things we know is always true. Our Lord is with you, even in the hardest times. His promises are clear and they are true. He says, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." He says, "I am with you always to the very end of the age." Remember always that you have been rooted in Christ, built up in Christ, established in the faith, and that you can always be abounding in thanksgiving for what he's done for you and for me and for all of us. In his name, amen. And so, Taylor, come forward. No, just on the floor there. A little bit further down.